So in this video, I want to explain you why sleep is raising your vibration so you feel motivated to take the tools that I'm going to show you in this module to take them seriously, because we have a whole workshop on sleep here. So first, let's look at what is actually happening during our sleep. Okay, at night, you cycle through 5 to 6 sleep stages, and each stage it lasts about 90 minutes. And within these cycles, your brain is shifting through different brain waves. The first one is beta. It's like the awake and alert state. It's what you usually are in if you are, you know, during the day. Then you have the alpha. It's the relaxed and the creative state. Then you have theta. It's deep meditation and subconscious. And you have delta. So theta, delta. And that's deep sleep, basically. And for your vibration, theta and delta waves are game changers. So think of your brain like a phone transferring files. These beta and alpha waves, they are like Bluetooth. They are small, conscious tasks. So like working or exercising and chatting. If you need to transfer files, it's going to be, you know, small files. While theta and delta, they are like your wired connections. So the cable to your mobile phone. You can do massive downloads from your subconscious and from the quantum field. So theta opens your subconscious to new ideas, while delta repairs your muscles, creates new cells, releases growth hormone. It's your body's fountain of youth. So the longer you spend in those two waves, the stronger your connection to manifestation and intuition becomes. But if your sleep, for example, is fragmented and you wake up to pee, you're scrolling at 5 a.m., you hit the snooze button 3 times, your body and spirit will suffer. So poor sleep means poor intuition, weak manifestation, and low energy. So let's get real for a little bit, okay? They argue or say that sleep is the new caffeine. So for example, Brian Johnson, it's the most measured man alive. He proved it, basically. He also has this new documentary on Netflix. His years of data show that sleep is the number one pillar to health. So imagine you have to go from A to B, and in between is like a mountain road or something. So what actually, you know, like if you are just driving it with a car, it means that you're actually in beta alpha state. It's something that you do throughout the day. While at night, for example, if you're in deep sleep, it means that you can just go from point A in your private jet to point B, effortlessly crossing 3,000 miles, for example. While you rest, you wake up refreshed, you are healed, you're ready. Poor sleep is actually you're driving in the dark for 8 hours through these mountain roads. You feel exhausted. So here's the actual magic that happens. Deep sleep, it connects you to the cloud, to this infinite wisdom of the quantum field. If you ever had lucid dream, for example, that's theta and delta at work. You can access answers, creativity, and you can access your life purpose. Yes, sleep heals your body and it boosts your immunity. But for me personally, the real thrill in sleep is that spiritual link that you have, the chance to lucid dream, to decode messages, and to tap into your subconscious. So what I implore you to do is to prioritize sleep. So skip late night Netflix. Don't watch this Brian Johnson documentary. Ditch the phone scrolling. And then in the next video, I'm going to share you how to fall asleep fast, even if you already struggled for years and it's very hard for you to actually fall asleep at night. So I hope you're going to be very excited for these next couple of videos in this module about sleep. And I talk to you in the next one about, you know, how to fall asleep very fast.